What Florida Hospital announced this week is that they're going to be committing $6 million over the next 3 years to cover permanent housing and supportive services such as healthcare workers and social workers to make sure that the chronically homeless population here in Central Florida don't revert back to being on the streets.
Is this just throwing money at a problem, or are we? You think we'll see results from this initiative?
Well, what happened in Houston, Texas, is any indication. The Housing First strategy, which combines permanent housing for people who are chronically homeless with health care, mental health, and social workers to make sure that they can address the problems that put these people out on the street in the first place, will certainly pay dividends here. Houston was able to, I think, in the course of 3 years, to reduce its chronic homeless problem by almost 50%. And Houston is not the first and hopefully won't be the last city to experience such success with this particular strategy.
It's my understanding that this plan is going to target people that are chronically in the emergency department. Is that the right approach to homelessness in Central Florida?
Well, it certainly is a good approach because if you're a taxpayer, you're probably smiling at this approach because homeless people, by and large, use emergency room services. I think the figure I read earlier today was about one-third or maybe even larger of the ER admissions are homeless people. And as you know, going to the ER is a lot more costly. So these indigent people are using the ERs more. They're using services that cost more. And on top of that, they can't pay for it. So that bill comes back to us and to the hospitals. So there have been surveys, one earlier this year, that shows that by taking the housing first approach, putting these people in permanent housing and giving them wraparound services, we can cut the cost by almost two-thirds. So if you're interested in saving a buck, this is the plan for you.
And you've spoken quite a bit about mental health issues, that needs to be something that we address as well. Does this address that enough, or do you still think that that's something very important that we need to look at to solve this homelessness issue?
I would agree with you, Brendan, that we need to do more to address mental health issues with the homeless population. But this is certainly a good first step and certainly a good continuing step because that's the whole idea behind this process. It's not a one-time house call and then the services dry up. These people will continually be visited by health care workers and mental health care workers to make sure that their needs are being met. So when you have a consistent attack on a problem like this, that's certainly a good strategy. But again, to answer your question, the state overall just needs to do more with mental health, and certainly the homeless population and veterans who make up a good portion of that could certainly stand some more money being spent on them for that, but also more money being spent smartly on mental health services.
And it wasn't just Florida Hospital that's made a commitment to this money here. There was also some city money and some county money as well. Is this a little too late for the city, or have they been pretty good with addressing homelessness so far?
Well, certainly over the years, the city of Orlando in particular has garnered a reputation as being hostile to the homeless. There are certainly advocates out there, homeless advocates, who have cast Buddy Dyer in kind of a villain's role for his take on the homeless. But Buddy Dyer has had a bit of a reformation, if you talk to homeless advocates now, in pledging the millions of dollars he has to permanently house some of the chronically homeless in the city. He has kind of thrown down the gauntlet, and people are asking other leaders here in Central Florida to basically follow the leader. If Buddy Dyer can do it, you can do it too. And in fact, we need you to do it. If this transformation that we're trying to achieve is going to be successful, we all need to pitch in.